Okay.
You weren't
Hilchos,
recording, so you're fine.
there you go. Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Chaf Beis. So, Im Yesh Tinok Lamel, if you have a bris on Yom Kippur, Ma'alen Kodem Ashrei, do the Mila before Ashrei, Mevarchen Birchas HaMila B'loy Kois. And you make the bracha of the Mila without a Kois, and when they're saying or Noigan Levarch Al HaKois, and in our Dominican, our Medinas is to make the bracha on the Kois, and Noisim Emenu Ma'atla Tinok HaNimel, and you give a little bit to the Tinok, that had the bris. Mulvad, that's besides for what you put into his mouth when you say bidomayachai. But don't give it to another tinok. The chomer mitesbav, it's more strict than tishabav. Hanoyag limtzos b'yayin lo yizalfa b'peh. Those that do matitza b'peh, they do it with wine. Then, don't be mezalef the wine onto the baby. Rak b'yad. Do it with the hand and wipe his pepek kadar and do the regular matzitza. I'm assuming that they could wash out after the matzitza, but I don't know. I mean, I would think that's considered dirt. The meaning is to put out grass in the Beis HaKnesses on the floor. The meaning is to bow down and fall on the face during the Avodah Zeichel HaMikdash. And if the karka, if the ground has stones on it, you're not allowed to bow down. Even if it's not merutzav, yesh ktsas iser. Meaning, if it's just the ground, meaning the main iser is the stones, right? But even if it's not, it's unfinished floor. It's also a ktsas iser. That's it. You put the grass down to be masik in the karka. You don't have grass. You have talisoy, then use your talis or with something else. Again, we reiterate this many times. You're not putting the things under your knees. The knees is not the issue, although there are opinions that say it's the issue. It's the forehead that's the issue. To put the forehead on the floor is the issue.
Tactile
Chavda.
is stone.
What?
Tactile is stone.
Yeah,
Tile,
it
ceramic
depends on
tile,
depends what it's made out of. If it's stone tile, then yeah.
ceramic tile.
Ceramic? Ceramic is a stone, isn't it?
Think so.
I don't know.
Ceramic
Okay.
is a clay, which is like minerals, I guess.
It's pottery.
Right. Pottery, so maybe not.
Ceramic is pottery.
Right,
but
so
clay
maybe.
but clay but clay but clay comes from like if you go to the beach on in out Long Island, they have like rocks that are clay, and you could like take a clump of it and make something out of it if you want.
Like a mud.
Right. Okay, so I don't know what the status is then. Fine. The time to daven neila is when the sun is at the top of the trees, to finish it with. And sometimes we go into the night with it. We still say chasmenu, even though it's already night. The din is not over until Klal Yisrael has finished the davening. The day will turn. If Yotzu HaKoychavim, once the stars are out, lo yomer kein. Mishum da'avi doiver shkarim, because that's like lying. Now some say it has to do with shkia. From the kitzur, it sounds like it has to do with nightfall. We normally do it with shkia. Elo yomer hayom pono, which is in past tense, the day has gone. Hashemesh bo vafono. Hashir yotzibah omer birchus kayanim. And the Sheikh Tzibah says Birchas Kayanim, even though it's night, v'sim shalom afa pishu hu laila, even though it's night, because like we said, it's still considered part of the day. Because back then it was dark, right? And they needed light to pasha to say to Nila. So that would be the wrong thing to do, to ask a guy to do it. Anything that's lit, you can a guy can carry them, meaning move them around the basic knesses, because that's a double derabanan. Meaning to light candles is a daraisa, so you can't ask to do that. But to move muksa is a derabbanan. Right? Fine. Chavav, la'achar tefilas nila, after nila, afilu chol b'shabbos v'gomer b'yom, even if it was on Shabbos and the day is over, mekomakam omer avinu malkeinu, we still say avinu malkeinu, only by nila. V'omer shema yisrael pamachas, v'baruch shem k'vod malchusoy le'olam ve'ed gimel pamim, v'ashem u'likim zayin pamim, l'lavis es ashchinam shemas'alu l'mala b'shem u'rikim, that the shchina should go up l'mala from the shem u'rikim. He says Kaddish Shalom with happiness. That's why we sing the Kaddish. They will want tkiya, who simin l'siluk shchina l'mala, and that's the simin that the shchina goes up l'mala. K'ma shehoi b'matan Torah. Shekesh ala shchina nemar u'mshay chayel, but nemar ala elikim b'sruah. V'gam hu zecher l'tkiya siyam b'kipurim b'yovel. That's a zecher for the tkiya that they do on Yom Kippur by Yovel. And you're allowed to blow even if you don't have all the stars out. Even if it's Ben Hashmashas, even though normally we don't do Melacha till it's Vaday Laila, even if it's Shabbos. But don't blow if it's still Oid Yoim. Then everybody says three times Lashana Haba Yerushalayim, and some say it only once. Okay, we will stop over there. Everyone should have a chesil sima time and a good year, and we should continue getting together every night to learn kitz shulchan aruch. It should be a schus for us, for klal yisrael, and we should be zeicher to a good chesil sima time and a good year.
Amen. Thank you. You
Amen.
Too.
Amen. Amen.